talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, February 28th, 2020. February or February or however you want to pronounce it. Last time we'll get to do that little beat because today is the next to the last day of February. Normally would be the last day of February, but tomorrow is leap day.
Yeah, what? How do they come up with leap day?
Well, it's my understanding, what I read is that leap day, the way the earth spins, it's technically not exactly 365 days.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're like 6 hours off every year.
Yeah.
So they have to add an extra day every 4 years to make it correct, to even up the 365.
Yeah.
What is wrong? What are you doing over there, Charlie?
I'm putting on new covers.
You have new covers?
Yeah, for the earphones.
Oh.
I'm taking one off the other, which is depleted. And you got one good one here.
That's where headphones go to die over there.
That's right.
We have we have three pairs of headphones over there, which were all bought at the same time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They're expensive.
Well, they came about when we started the station 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So they've been around for 6 years.
Wow.
And for some reason, we've got one pair where somebody broke the ear. So.
Yeah. How did that? I wonder.
I don't know how that happened. So we've got that pair, and then we've got two pair that are complete, but somehow the covers on the ears.
Oh, they're rotten. But the one good cover I'm replacing here, see?
What do you think would cause the depletion of a...
There's acid in someone's body.
It comes out your ears?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right, is it?
Well, it'd have to be.
Oh, my gosh.
I once worked with Joe Placido was his name. He sweats so bad his earphones are white from salt.
Oh. Joe Placido, I bet he was an Italian.
Yeah, kind of.
Was he in the Cleveland Placidos? The Steubenville Placidos?
But he was one of these. He liked Sarah Vaughan or Sassy Sarah Vaughan. And, you know, he he was different.
So he was a DJ.
Yeah.
Joe Placido.
Placido, yeah.
I bet you that he had some ties to Steubenville.
Yeah, he might have been related to that Placido. Isn't there, or is it Joe Placido, that the singer? Isn't there a singer?
Joe Placido.
Or Placido. I don't know.
What did he sing?
I don't know. Ballads? There, look at that.
Oh, all right.
Ooh.
You've repaired the headphones.
Yeah, that's one.
Now are the...
Well, now,
that
now
only took a few
the
minutes.
Other. Let me see.
Now, what do you do with the depleted headphone covers?
Eat them. Yeah, put them a salad on them. And
so now what if somebody tries to put that headset on?
Well, here, I'll put this...
Put that one back on.
Crummy one on.
On the broken headphones.
Oh, my.
This is the type of show this is. Confusing to the nth degree.
Yeah, boy, you know how expensive earphones are.
Well, that's the problem.
You know, I found out, for years, I've been wondering why pilots all wear green earphones.
Why do they wear green earphones?
Because they're made by the Bose company.
Oh, really?
They're all Bose, yeah.
See, my goal in life is to get a Bose radio right now.
Oh, boy, I've got one.
So what is the greatness of a Bose radio?
Just the quality of sound. Oh, man.
Is it just like a regular radio? You tune the thing?
Well, it's got buttons. It's all buttons. And I could never afford one. I was given one. And, boy, I don't think the person that gave it to me really realized how good they were.
So you can take the speakers anywhere with you in the house?
No, it's all self-contained. Now, they do have speakers you can buy, probably, and put them around the house. But that's the most beautiful sound that you would ever get out of a radio. My.
Well, it's interesting because when I was in Nashville last weekend, there's a Bose store in Oh, yes, in the Opry Mills Mall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, they're good. But they're expensive. Oh, my. You can look up Bose radios on the internet and price them. Woo, boy. But they're worth it.
Why is it that old-fashioned, the older the radio, the better the tuner? What happened to tuners in radio?
Okay, well, I tell you, when we went transistor-wise, it ruined the quality.
Well, I noticed that if you get a really old radio, you can pick up a station no problem.
Yeah.
But if you get, and they don't even have antennas on these old radios, it just picks it up easy.
Yeah, but some of the old floor models had built-in antennas, coils underneath in the cabinet.
But if you get these new radios that like have that string, which is supposed to be an antenna or whatever that is, you can't pick up anything.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Wonder what has happened to tuners and radios.
Yeah, right.
Well, we also want to know today about this seafood. Is there going to be a seafood restaurant in the lobby of the Harding Hotel?
I kind of think maybe that someone's pulling somebody's leg.
But that was posted on Facebook.
On Facebook, yes.
That's where we all go for our news.
Yeah.
Does anybody know anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any news on a...
Seafood restaurant
to be put in the lobby of the Harding Hotel. Now, they've had several restaurants there over the years, and they all last about 6 months.
Yes.
6 months, and they're gone.
There used to be the nicest banquets held there, too, upstairs. Oh, boy. I once had a tour group come to Marion and booked them into the Harding Ballroom. Oh, they really enjoyed that.
It was a thing.
But the thing is, the lady that did the booking was the wife of a polka band out of Cleveland. And she was known for, she claimed that the food was no good. She wanted her money back. And that wasn't true. Food was delicious. And they, of course, never gave her money back. But that's what she would do everywhere, that she took a tour group. She'd complain about the food, and they'd give her money back. And she'd put it in her pocket.
So she was scamming the tour companies.
What was her name now? Oh, famous polka band out of Cleveland. Eddie Walsh. Nah, what was it? I don't know. I couldn't believe it was happening when the hotel told me.
So she was just a total scam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we still have no idea what happened to Altrusa.
Oh, that's right. Now, wait. I'm glad you mentioned that. Norma Castanian, you know, we mentioned
her.
Yes,
yes.
She is not the cook. She only helps serve the food. And she was afraid, us saying that she was involved in cooking it, the health department would have to inspect her, but that's not the case. She only helps serve it.
Oh, for the Ridgedale Lions.
Yeah, and who else? I don't know what catering company she helps.
Oh, but she's just a server.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She has nothing to do with cooking or anything connected. Yeah.
So is the health department, would the health department come out and dip a thermometer in your buffet?
Probably so.
It's a little different times.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, do they ever go to the White Lily Church there in Ashley or anything like that?
That's in Delaware County. Oh,
that's not in Ashley? I thought it was in Ashley.
Yeah, that's Marl.
Oh,
in Delaware County.
Right, right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I think that's called the Harding Harbor Seafood Restaurant.
Harding Harbor Seafood Restaurant.
And, of course, my wife told me about it yesterday.
So it is a real thing.
Well, unless someone's playing a heck of a rotten joke on us.
What information did she have besides the name? Is there an opening
date? No, she said it's hard to find any other information. I don't even know where she found it. Maybe on Facebook. Heck, I don't know where
she Facebook found it. This morning. That's where I found it.
Yeah.
Harding Harbor
Restaurant is what she... In fact, I just called her to ask her because she had told me yesterday.
Did they say anything about an opening date or anything like that?
No. I don't even think that's in the works. I think they're getting ready or remodeling or doing whatever they're going to do, I guess.
Well, that's just up the road from us. Maybe we'll go down and have some Harding Harbor seafood one day.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Hey, thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. The Harding Harbor Seafood Restaurant, Charlie.
You know what this is? I've got a feather in my hand.
No, what is that?
That's one of those birds that James Anderson had here yesterday.
Oh, he ripped the head right off that thing.
Yeah, and that's a woodcock feather.
That's a woodcock feather.
Yes, right. They have a spiral flight to try to impress the females, the male does. And they go in circles, and they do it several times till the female said, okay, I'll take you.
Is that how it goes?
Yep.
Did you hear all those names yesterday when I was asking for the third ingredient in the root beer?
Oh, yes, yes.
I heard everything. Yucca root?
Well, if I tell you what, it'd be interesting to go into Facebook or Google and type in root beer ingredients, and you'll get all. Anise is one of them. In not necessarily Stewart's, but this is in... The Amish, you know, they make root beer, and I've bought some of it. It has no carbonation to it. And but, yeah, there's anise. And what other don't you like flavoring?
Well, I don't like anise, that's for sure. It's got a soapy taste to it. But I'm trying to think of the other ones that I don't like peanut butter, but that's not a...
No, they... Oh, if you go... In fact, in Marion, you could probably buy the... ingredients at Menards in their Watkins department.
Really?
Yeah, they have a Watkins if it's still there.
What was that other thing yesterday that somebody said that sounded a little... Oh, it was... Okay, we had yucca, and then there was another one yesterday that somebody said that was a little weird.
Yucca plant is weird.
Yeah, yucca is weird, but there was
they're
another
tough.
One.
Yeah.
I cannot think of what they said... But I remember asking Glenn if that was a real thing, and he said it was.
Yeah.
He said there used to be candy that was made called this.
I probably would know if I heard it.
Was anybody listening yesterday? Do they remember what the root was or the thing was that somebody guessed? It had a weird name to
it. That's right. There's sassafras root. Sassafras that goes into. Although they started eliminating sassafras because it was ruled that sassafras can cause cancer.
Really?
So they took it out of there.
Maybe somebody remembers what this thing was yesterday that somebody said. Go ahead, caller.
You was probably talking about whorehound.
Whorehound.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom used to buy that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, that was 50 or 60 years ago now. So.
Well, you can still buy it in special stores.
I never cared that much for it, but as a kid, I'd probably eat anything.
I'll tell you where you can find it right today, out at the Tractor Supply store out next to Bob Evans. They've got a department where you could buy root beer and all kinds of things, and you can buy whorehound candy in packages, and that's good.
You know, they're talking about Stewart's, too, and they have all kind of flavors that they make as far as...
and they keep everything secret.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's under wraps. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
That was it. Whorehound. Whorehound and yucca root yesterday.
Whorehound is good, but you got to have a taste for it, like my Moxie.
Now, what does whorehound candy taste like?
I can't describe it, but it's similar to a Moxie.
Similar to the old Moxie. But you say that tastes like medicine.
Yeah, right. Whorehound is medicine to some.
Really?
Yeah.
That bad?
Yeah. Well, good.
Well, I do want to let people know that I do, but see, I'm tentative about this. The Buster Douglas interview tonight should happen from 7 to 9, but we will tape the interview regardless.
Oh, okay. Find out if his home was in Panama City.
Panama City?
Yeah. Because I took it up when I ate in a restaurant down there, they said, well, you're right around the corner from where Buster Douglas was born.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He became a huge, huge celebrity when he knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And nobody saw that coming.
That's right.
That was out of the blue, knocked him out.
Whatever happened to Tyson?
He's still around.
Old folks home?
Yeah, I think he's still around doing something. I know his health wasn't all that good after a while.
He's been in and out of the law.
Yeah, he was in prison for a while.
Yeah, bit somebody's ear.
Bit somebody's ear off, sure. He's had a rough life.
Boy, you'd have to be pretty hungry to bite somebody's ear off.
You know, I don't know what that was. I don't know if that was rage because he was losing.
Probably.
I don't know, embarrassment. What would make you bite somebody's ear off?
Oh, yeah.
What an awful thing.
Who was it that cut somebody's ear off with a sword? Was that St. Peter?
It might have been.
Or did they cut St. Peter's ear off?
The painter cut his ear off.
The painter?
Yeah, there was a painter who cut his ear off.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Was it Van Gogh? I think Van Gogh cut his ear off.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a famous painter, because they were all little nuts.
There was one painter, quite well known, that had tinnitus in his ears. Like, I've got tinnitus, too. And it got so bad with him, he killed himself. Yeah, some famous painter.
Well, have you ever heard that really creative people are kind of nuts?
Well, yeah. Look at the artist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
cut his ear off.
Some of these paintings they come up with are childish scribbles. But, that was scribbled by so-and-so. They're crazy.
Well, it's kind of like statues. You know, people used to do a lot of statues. Now, that's not a thing anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
People don't sculpt.
Yeah.
That was a very big...
That's a talent and a half.
Who were the big... Michelangelo was a sculptor.
He did the Pieta. Was that what it was called?
Didn't he do... who did David?
David. I don't know.
That famous statue of David.
But Michelangelo did a lot of paintings lying on his back in the chapel, Sistine Chapel, I think, maybe.
They were very talented guys, and I don't know. Back then, they didn't have cell phones, so they had time
That's
to do
right.
this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not now. That's all out the window now.
Yeah, and when you look at educational TV in Columbus, you see a lot of... stories about Columbus Museum of Art, and some of it we have to really stretch your thoughts. Say, that's art?
You know, going to an art museum has kind of become a very highbrow thing to do.
Yes, yes. I was in the Buffalo Art Museum once when I was promoting Marion in Buffalo, did a show there, and I had a little bit extra time, so I walked across the street to the museum. Wasn't totally impressed.
It didn't do it for you.
Oh, but the art people, oh, man. Yeah.
The art people loved it.
I guess it's some being practical and being creative.
They were dropping thousands of dollars for this stuff.
Oh, yes.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars sometimes.
Millions.
Yeah.
When you watch, I know what, tonight, is it tonight? I think so. Nashville. Grand Ole Opry. Well, you won't be around to watch it.
What is it?
They're doing a live show out of the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
On what channel?
It's one of the educational channels, I think.
PBS?
34.1 or... No.
They're just doing a concert?
34.1 or 2 or 3.
Like a big concert?
Yeah. All the famous people in country music will be performing.
Now, is it out of the Ryman or the Opry?
The Ryman.
One downtown.
This would be the Ryman, yeah.
You know, when I was there last weekend, they had a lot of TV trucks there at the Ryman.
Yeah.
So I wondered,
maybe
they taped this last weekend.
Yeah, and that could be. Yeah, you never know.
Because I was there Sunday morning at the Ryman, and there was something going on because they had all these big trucks and cables running in there.
Really?
And I thought, wonder what's going on there.
Wow. But, you know, the history of country music has been on the air now a couple of times. But that fellow by the name of Burns that does...
Ken Burns.
Ken Burns. And all these country stars were drug addicts.
They were. Johnny
all
Cash.
Of them,
yep.
Yes.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Sure.
They lived on drugs.
They did.
Because I don't know what it is. Pressure.
Well, I think Nashville was removed from New York and California. Yeah. And but there were a lot of drugs in Motown. It's not like there weren't drugs in Detroit.
Well, that's right. Yeah, drugs everywhere.
So I think, and rock and roll, that's heavily infiltrated with drugs.
Oh, my.
Why is the music industry altogether infiltrated with drugs?
Yeah, that rock and roll just... And the thing is, I saw something on TV the other day that rock and roll was the theme. Little did they know that rock and roll meant as a... sexual act, rock and roll.
Yeah, that's the definition of rock and roll.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
And here these kids are rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Oh, my.
But it holds up today because it's still rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So there's a little double entendre in those
goodness.
Songs. Yeah. You'd have
but,
to say.
Yeah, all the country music show that Ken Burns made, though, is so interesting.
I got to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder if I can get it at the library.
I bet you can.
I'm going to have to go over to the library.
It is so good because all these different artists, and the ones we know, like Willie Nelson, you know, we know he's an addict. But
right.
there were a lot of others. The one, who was he? Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash,
yeah.
Big addict.
All those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
And they admitted to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Again, with this bust, I do... Tune in tonight at 7:10, but if for some reason it's not on, all that means is that it for some reason the connection's not good,
right.
And we are taping it, and we will take pictures, so you will hear it, and we will let you know when it will be on
very
in
good.
Its entirety. But there's a lot to talk to Buster about, not just that February 11th, 1990 fight. Buster Douglas grew up, childhood. He had a big bout with diabetes. He was in a coma at one point,
no
medically.
Kidding.
And what does he think of Mike Tyson today? We'll have to ask him that.
Yeah.
30 years later.
Right, yeah.
It's interesting that Buster stayed in Columbus.
Yeah, did he?
I think he did.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He'll be there tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is the event tonight he's appearing at?
He's training a fighter.
Oh, is that?
I'm going to the gym tonight.
Oh, he's a trainer.
For some people, sure.
Yeah.
Not all.
Interesting.
I wonder where he got the name Buster. That's something I want to know.
I had a dog, but my grandfather had a dog named Buster.
Did he?
Yeah. That's a fairly common name, Buster.
Why would a fighter? Because it was Iron Mike Tyson. That makes sense.
Yeah. And Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas. Why Buster?
Yeah.
Where did the Buster come
Interesting.
From?
Interesting.
Well, that'll be a question tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that. But like I say, if it's not on, tune in at 7:10 because it might be. But if it's not, it just means we're taping it because I'm not sure what the makeup of the room is at this particular point.
Oh, okay, the acoustics might be bad.
Acoustics might be bad. There might be people boxing.
You might legally echo.
That's right. I've heard that can... let's go back to last night. Did you ever have a moment with somebody like I had with Mary Ellen last night?
Oh, I heard you talking about
geez.
That, yeah.
Well, let me tell... Maybe people have tuned in.
Yeah.
And then, Charlie, you come in and you tell me.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. You know, Mary Ellen and I have been friends for over 20 years now. And we're sitting at the Stewart's counter last night doing this broadcast. And here's how it is. Abby's by the door. I'm by Abby. Mary Ellen's next to me. Sean is on the other side of Mary Ellen. That's how it is.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah. So, here's what happens. We get into the broadcast, and like 15 minutes in, I realize that we've lost connection. So Sean is the one keeping us connected. Now, he's on the other side of Mary Ellen, and Mary Ellen's got her back to me.
Yeah.
And I cannot get Sean's attention. And for like 2 minutes, I'm trying to get his attention without flat out saying, hey, pay attention to me, into the microphone. So finally, I just got so fed up after 2 minutes, I just yelled to him. I said, pay attention. And Mary Ellen, because she was talking to the owner, Michelle, thought that I yelled pay attention to her, and she looked at she hushed up real quick and looked at me like
I can't believe it.
I can't believe he just talked to me that way. And I said, oh, no, I was talking to Sean. And then I burst into laughter. She burst into laughter, and we laughed for about 2 minutes. But that, I'll never forget that moment. Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah. I had I was interviewing John Glenn, and that's when the radio station had a mobile unit at the fair instead of a tent. And it was right after he had fallen in his bathtub and hurt him, and when he put his first foot on the step, I said, "Watch your head, John."
Oh. Did he get it?
No, I think he did.
Yes. He did. Yeah. Oh. Was he happy about it?
Well, apparently he sent me a nice letter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got to find that letter because that's history.
That is history.
Yeah.
It just, to me, it was a funny moment because Mary Ellen is easygoing. You know, she's got no...
Boy, she, yeah, she's great.
She is. Wow. And to do that last night was great because it was very cold in there. But that was just the weirdest moment to yell, pay attention.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. You know, but that's the way it goes.
Yep.
Sometimes in broadcast, you have those moments.
Oh, yeah. Full of those moments.
Well, because when it's live, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, that's right. You can't say, whoa.
No, you can't pull it. It's like we run it here on the station. Thank goodness we have it bleeped. But I'll never forget the moment when Catwoman came in, when Mr. McFeely was sitting right there.
Okay, you and Mr. Catwoman,
oh, you and Mr. McFeely live on the air, the most clean man in the world, and you're asking a question about Crayola because she wants some free food.
Oh.
And she said she didn't know the answer, and she said Sandusky, and you said that's right.
Oh.
And she said holy something.
Yeah.
Right to his face.
Oh, my.
Four-letter word.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it was American Crane Company in Sandusky.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, they mowed that building down now.
Gee whiz. Why do they always put photos on Facebook about the Longenberger Basket building being destroyed?
Yeah, because it wasn't. It was sold.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I bicycled around there once. Yeah, it was really interesting to see.
What was the point of that, looking like a basket? Just an attraction?
To emphasize that they make baskets. Big time.
So the easy reason.
Yeah, and it didn't work out. I know a lot of women that bought baskets for $50, $100, you know, and they go out of business then, and the baskets aren't worth half that much.
Oh, no. That craze did not work as well as... No. There was a craze for a while.
Yeah, they even put brass tags on some of them, commemorative baskets, and yep.
You remember the Beanie Baby craze?
Kind of. I remember more the Cabbage Patch Kids.
There were some weird crazes, and when they were going on, I thought, why are people collecting these things?
My mother-in-law paid $85, I think, at least, for a Cabbage Patch doll when Depot Sales got a shipment of them. Of all things for them to carry, there must have been a lot of profit in it.
Gee whiz.
Oh.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because now people just order on the internet.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to wait for the store to have it. People used to call stores and say, set one back for me and that sort of thing.
There's a FedEx truck and others that come regularly in places in Clarendon.
No more.
Yeah.
Boy. The world has changed.
Yes, oh my land, yes it has. And are we correct in going along with it, or do we put up resistance to the change?
You know, I was thinking last night, being at the root beer stand, regardless of it's 1925 or 1932, it's been there about 90 years.
Yeah.
Nonstop. And I was thinking, what changes has that business seen over the years?
Well, they got new signage.
They did get new signage, yes. Yeah. But also, you know, the car hops used to be on roller skates.
I don't think they ever were there, were they?
My understanding was they
were.
There
was one place down the street where they were called the Outside Inn. And because I knew one of the ladies or girls that worked there on roller skates. But I can't remember seeing any at Stewart's.
I thought there were, but maybe not.
Well, maybe there was. I don't recall.
Mary Ellen was talking last night about a steakhouse being on that street, the Jockey Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. Remember, we've talked about Jockeys. That was the one that had the little boy holding a lantern.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, where was that located exactly?
It was between Stewart's and the radio station on the other side of the street.
So where the TV station is now. Oh, no, on the opposite side. On the opposite side. So where, like, those junk buildings are.
And it was a very nice restaurant.
Jockey's Steakhouse.
Yes, yes. But pressures of today, you could not have that little man holding a lantern with a black face.
I don't even think you can say the word anymore.
Now, the interesting thing I saw the other day in New Orleans, a group of black people with white lips. Like,
oh, because it was Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, as long as they were black.
No.
Well,
no, I think that's makeup for Mardi Gras. That, you know, because everybody paints their face down there for Mardi Gras.
Yes, but I wouldn't think they would be black-facing it, with white lips and all that.
But I think isn't that just Mardi Gras because you paint your face for the colors?
Well, yeah, it was strictly Mardi Gras, but even at that, it's like Ray said this morning about that rat that she operated on in space. PETA got after her.
Well, this brings up a question. I know it's your favorite subject. I don't know how many conversations we've had about this, but it is interesting because this year at Kent State, it was on the news this week. Jane Fonda will be the keynote speaker for the 50th anniversary commemoration. It is.
I got to restrain myself from even talking about it because I have such feelings. And I just wonder about the Vietnam veterans. How many of them are going to show up and boo her?
Well, I don't know. I think over time, though, what she did was not good. But I think she has apologized. She said she shouldn't have done it. And I don't know. I think at some point we got to forgive. It's been 50 years.
She might have been responsible for the death of some of our prisoners over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't. Certainly, yeah. I hope that she wasn't. But I don't. This is a question. Are we ever able to forgive somebody? Or do we just have to hold it over forever?
I mean, apparently, we're holding it over because you hear more about one of the candidates for president wants to repatriate the black people.
Yes, that we pay them.
For being slaves.
Oh, who was that? Which one said that the other night?
Is that the guy on the right-hand side?
Steyer.
Yes, yeah, Steyer. He's Steyer. Kind of a goofy looking.
Yeah, I don't know why he's still in there.
I don't either. He has no chance than a piece of gas in a snowstorm.
I think he just likes being on television.
Yeah.
That's all he needs. But no, I don't because it's interesting because if Jane Fonda is a divisive figure, you wouldn't think that she would sell out that place quicker than anybody's ever sold it out.
Well, yeah. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Period.
Well, she'll draw a big crowd. It's already sold out, and we're not even close to May yet.
Is it in May? Okay.
It's in May. May 4th, I think. And it sold out quicker than anything ever had, 4,000 seats.
Wow.
And because I think, for as many people as disliked her, there was a whole group that did like her.
Most of those people that have signed up weren't even born yet.
Well, probably not. But see, the Kent State thing is tricky to begin with because there are strong feelings on both sides of that issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people feel, did somebody yell fire? We don't think they did. I don't know if they did or not.
But what did the kids go to college for? To throw rocks and bottles at the law enforcement people?
Oh, no. It wasn't right to do that, and it wasn't right to burn down the ROTC building.
Yeah, and if they wouldn't have done all that, they wouldn't have risked being shot by the National Guard.
Well, that's true, but the problem is that why was the National Guard there? There was not...
Well, weren't they called in because of the
They were called in by Governor Rhodes.
Yeah.
But all that had been done was the ROTC building had been burned down, and this is...
Yeah, just one building burned down.
Well, no, that's not normal, but there were all over the country at that point, all over Ohio. That wasn't the only university that was having this issue, so why did they call in the National Guard there?
It's like a lot of university kids that they're easily brought into a controversy, I think, because going to college makes them a little smarter. And
I don't know about that. I just think that if you are a Kent, well, one of the other problems is when the National Guard fired, people they killed were not even the protesters. Yeah. They were just people going to class that day.
Well, and there were people brought in or came in from that weren't students.
Right. The whole thing was handled in, first of all, if you bring the National Guard in and they've got loaded guns and they're facing, maybe you want to...
I don't think I'd have thrown a rock at them.
No, but what about the... You should have canceled classes that day. Get all the innocent people out of the way.
Yeah.
And why... Where were the police? The police couldn't stop college kids with rocks?
There wouldn't have been enough police in Delaware. Or not Delaware, but...
But there were not that many students protesting. It was not a huge group. That's a whole nother thing. Why would you call in the National Guard for that?
Well, I don't know, but they got all over Rhodes for building a highway to the Honda plant. They call it Governor Rhodes Highway.
Well, but have you ever heard, because he's somewhere that day, Governor Rhodes, and he's screaming at the National Guard, "We're gonna boom," and he's pounding, you hear him just pounding this podium, and he's so angry.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
I think
emotions got out of hand, and it got it was an election time, and he ended up losing that election to Governor Gilligan, all because of the Kent State thing. Oh yeah, he certainly did. Oh, and it brings out strong emotion in all. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I can tell you a little bit of a story about Kent State if you'd like to hear it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was in the National Guard. I was in the Ohio National Guard back in 1995. And we went on maneuvers, on our two-week maneuvers like we do every year at that point. And I asked a particular question because they were talking about riot control procedures. And so... I asked a peculiar question that maybe I shouldn't have asked at the time, and I said, basically, it's like, I don't know. Anyway, it had to do with the shootings at Kent State. And when I said it, the instructor that was giving it was at Kent State. Unfortunately, I cannot give you his name, but he basically had this look on his face that probably would have killed me in a second if that could have happened. But after he calmed down, he explained to us how that came about. And what had happened was that guard unit was sent to Kent State by Governor Rhodes, not the administration, because at the time, that guard unit was patrolling there was a union strike going on down in Cincinnati, I believe, and they had just gotten off of a violent strike down there. There were people throwing stuff off the roads, off the highways, and they had to patrol the bridges. So Kent State comes up. There was two groups of students. The SDS was one of them, and then there was another one that had basically taken over the ROTC building. And Governor Rhodes ordered them right to Kent State. They'd been away for 72 hours at that point. So they went to Kent State after that union strike. They were called away. And the night before... the only place they could set up to where they could guard it was in the middle of the football field, because there was no place for them safe because the students were throwing stuff at them. And during the ROTC thing, when they were trying to ask them to come out, they basically said, "You'll have to come in and get us." And the next day, when they started that again, the rock going,
right.
That's when they were ordered to stand in a line and given live ammunition. But as to who actually, I'm assuming that the officer in charge at the time was the one that gave the order to fire.
So is that proper procedure for them to fire for rocks?
Well, eliminate. You know, honestly, I'm not. I don't think that they should have done it. But with the exhaustion factor, I don't know if they were thinking in the right mind, to be honest.
So it could have just been a bad place, bad time, because they hadn't been asleep for a couple days.
Yeah,
That's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, that's interesting that they were coming from a union strike.
Yeah.
Well, now see, there you go.
And they hadn't been able to sleep for 72 hours, was it?
Apparently. Wow. Now, and there's somebody who was in the National Guard who feels that they should not have done it.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Well, the whole thing was just a mess.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to blame the National Guard, but you certainly don't want to blame the students either, and because people ended up dead.
Yeah. I wonder, burning down a building, what was that a criminal action?
Should have been.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't understand. Where was the police? I understand that but why did Governor Rhodes order the National Guard in? To my knowledge, it was the campus police that could not control the ROTC. Yeah. Well, the campus police is not the city police. Why didn't they call the city police?
Huh. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they needed an agreement.
Well, why would Governor Rhodes call these people over from the union strike, who he knew had just been involved in a violent action, to have them come over and deal with this thing at a college?
Hmm. Now, is there a movie on this?
Oh, there's all kinds of documentaries on Kent State. And I'm sure this year there will be a ton, being at 50 years since it happened.
Just to have that gal, Henry Fonda's daughter, there... after what she did in Vietnam,
Well, don't you think that's probably the point, though, as to why they've asked her to come?
She could stir up a lot of trouble.
Well, wasn't the whole protest at Kent State anti-Vietnam?
Well, it was, yes.
Isn't that probably
what... She was their hero because she sat on that anti-aircraft gun. Ye gads.
Well,
how many Vietnam veterans are going to show up?
I don't know. I do know that Jane Fonda has apologized, and I do know she's met with Vietnam, and I know she does charity work now for Vietnam veterans.
My dad knew her as her father. He used to serve her drinks in the nightclub on Guam.
Well, all I know about Jane Fonda is I think her mistake was going to the country that we were at war with. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that.
She should have stayed home.
Yeah. And I think the other mistake was that, first of all, there was so much going on at that time during the Vietnam War. I mean, LBJ couldn't run for re-election. We did have the thing at Kent State. There were the riots at the 1968 Democratic Convention, almost burned the city of Chicago down. There were so many riots here in the country. People were burning their draft card and going to Canada.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a messy, messy time.
Boy, I hope we don't go... Well, you never know what's going to happen with this new disease, if it's going to become nationwide.
Oh,
if it does,
Corona.
If it does, what are we going to do?
Well, it's panicked so people so badly that the stock market took the biggest one-day drop in the history of the stock market.
And the president has to be very careful what he says, because he could induce panic really quick.
So how did you feel his speech the other day on it went?
I really didn't hear it.
It was a speech.
But didn't he say, I thought news excerpts that he said, we got it under control, or we know how to take care of it?
Which, do we? I don't know.
Probably not. But if he said that we don't know what we're going to do, that everybody may become down with this disease, then what would we do?
I don't know what you say. I mean, I don't...
We've got a lot ahead of us yet.
Well, isn't the problem, though, you don't want to induce panic, but also you don't want to let people think that we got it under control, because then they might get it.
Well, my son or grandson is out at Travis Air Force Base, where they're putting a lot of these people. So...
I don't know. I just think it's highly contagious is what I understand. Could be deadly.
And now an American citizen got it without ever going to China.
Well, that's, I don't know why. They're having trouble stopping it all around the globe. They have no answer.
Well, who didn't somebody die in Iran?
Well, they had
people.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And now they're thinking about possibly canceling the Olympics this summer because it's in China.
That's a good idea.
Because that's a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of money. A
lot of cha-ching down the drain if you do that.
Yes.
I don't know if they'll go ahead and do
that.
Can
you imagine millions invested in that already? Woo!
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. We've talked through our time today, and we appreciate the callers today. It's always good to learn something.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And is there going to be a seafood restaurant?
But what was the name of it again?
I can't remember what he said. I saw it on Facebook.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Stay tuned for more programming right here on WWGH.
Only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event. Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and